Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
A lot of us thought he was going to go with the Rams at some point. They were looking for a corner. He had been there. You heard Sean McVay said that was certainly a possibility. This is another sort of like interesting move by Pittsburgh. You know, they obviously acquired DK Metcalf, gave up second-round pick, $30 million, 41-year-old quarterback. So this is an all-in move, very atypical of Pittsburgh, very intriguing. Look, Aaron Rodgers, to me, is still the third-best current quarterback in the AFC North behind Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson. Very interesting move by the Steelers. Maybe they could get a good year or two out of Jalen Ramsey, help to defend those great offenses.
That is Mike Tannenbaum on the Steelers-Dolphins trade that went down yesterday. As I was just saying a little while ago, first thing I heard was, boy, Steelers traded for Jalen Ramsey. Okay, totally get it. Then, hours later, find out, wait a minute, they gave back Micah Fitzpatrick? I didn't love that. But now that I think about it, I understand what the Steelers are doing. And I understand what the Dolphins are doing. I think it actually makes sense for both teams why they did this trade. But I figured I'd get my buddy Tim Benn's opinion on this and break it all down for us. Plus, the Sabres, of course, brought in a couple of players through a trade from the Pittsburgh Penguins. So Tim Benz joins me on the Wester Hotline right now. What's going on, buddy? Happy summer to you, I guess.
Good talking to you again, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. You've had an eventful summer, an eventful last few weeks, so it's good to talk to you.
Yep, back from Italy from the honeymoon and got married. So
love it.
Definitely been an eventful summer. Aaron Rodgers signed while I was in Florence. So, you know, I banged out a column and filed that on the plane over the Atlantic just to make sure I had something ready to go when that eventuality did occur, and it did. So get back to the hotel room, give it a once-over, make sure everything still holds, and, you know, I guess that's planning ahead. You got to do that in our business these days.
You got it. I'll be in Italy. We'll be in Italy a week from tomorrow for 10 days, and I want to make sure you're okay saying you got married. I want to congratulate you on the air. So awesome, man. Congratulations to you guys. That's super cool. How was Italy for you?
It was great. We did about 2 or 3 days in Rome, Florence, Venice, and eventually the Lake Como region. I got in there before Bezos' wedding took over the whole world. So, you know, in Venice. So that was good timing on our part, but it was great. I think if I were to go back again, maybe I'd go back in the other direction and head south instead of heading north just to see something different. But, if you told me I could do those 12 days over again, I absolutely would. It was fantastic.
Tim Benz on the Wester Hotline. The Steelers and Dolphins make a big trade, and of course the Sabres make a trade with the Penguins. All right, what's been the response and the reaction? Because I think the initial thought was, okay, getting Jalen Ramsey, and then you're like, wait a minute, we give up Minkah Fitzpatrick? Now that the dust has settled, why did the Steelers do this, and what is how does it kind of hit for you in Pittsburgh and for fans over there?
Well, why they did it, I think, was they got themselves a guy who can help outside on the corner if Darius Slay or Joey Porter Jr. should go down. They got a guy who might be better than those two anyway. You know, this might be a situation where, depending on how camp goes and how Jalen Ramsey really works out, you know, we might see a situation where he's the starter on the outside, and then when they go to three corners, he goes inside or kind of takes over the Minkah Fitzpatrick deep middle role and sort of hybrids that job. That could happen. I think, you know, Minkah was here to make big plays. He made a ton of big plays when he first got here. The big plays evaporated. Now, to be fair, you know, Jalen Ramsey only had two interceptions himself last year. So, you know, it's sort of you swap out one guy for another guy who's in a similar situation, but corners are harder to find than safeties. And I think they're kind of tired of having a safety hammered in the back third of the defense all the time to take away the deep ball and play center field. And maybe they're experimenting now with the concept of, maybe we just cover better with our corners and let our safeties make plays. That's a novel concept. I think that's where their head is right now.
It seems to me, Tim, that really this is all about going all in on 2025, right? I mean, obviously, Aaron Rodgers says, he says right now it's going to be his last year. He alludes to that. We don't know. We'll see if that's the case. We know he's older anyway. You have TJ Watt, who's getting a little bit older. He's got the contract situation. You have Cam Hayward, who may be playing his last season. You go out and get Jalen Ramsey, DK Metcalf. It feels to me, from the outside looking in, this is a we're going all in on 2025 swing, and let's see what happens after that for the Steelers.
I think that might be their mentality, but I don't necessarily know if this move says that, like, because they are subtracting a piece to get two pieces. Mm-hmm. If anything, you can extrapolate that the Jonnu Smith angle might be part of that because he's the quote unquote extra player in this deal. Like, yes, they are going out and getting Jalen Ramsey, but they're giving up Minkah to do it. So I understand why people are framing it that way. Is Jonnu Smith the kind of guy where you say, well, that's an all-in move? Not really to me, because that might just be their way to pacify people for a little while, saying, hey, you still don't have a second receiver because you haven't replaced Pickens. You know, I don't know how you can quantify the theory that it's an all-in move if Jonnu Smith is replacement for George Pickens. So, I think it's a different view of how they want to play defense. And quite honestly, it might be their version of their best answer of how do they approach the passing game if they're not going to get a legit number two to complement DK Metcalf. And they learned their lesson last year that those guys are easier to talk about than they are to actually acquire. They did this dance all of last year when they're trying to replace Diontae Johnson and find a number two to Pickens. Now it's about replacing Pickens and finding a number two to DK.
Tim Benz on the Wester Hotline. Breakfast with Benz at Trib Sports. Steelers pregame host, DVE Radio as well. All right, so the tight end position is very interesting now. Freiermuth's a good player. How does all this work with Arthur Smith's offense with both these guys? And by the way, I'm asking you not only from a real football perspective, but fantasy football perspective.
Yeah, we're still trying to figure that out. I mean, obviously, Jonnu Smith is a favorite of Arthur Smith. This is the third time that he's had him. He has spoken positively of him in moments where just kind of tight end conversation has come up. You know, we know what he thinks of him. From a fantasy perspective, it'll be interesting to see how often they try to throw the ball into the end zone to any one of their three big targets now. Or, you know, when they get into the red zone, what about Caleb Johnson? He's a little bit of a wild card as well, because we don't know what he's going to bring as far as a running back in goal line situations. You know, the hope is that he works out better than Najee Harris. The hope is they get to the red zone more often than they did last year. I would think that
You would have Aaron Rodgers, who's more inclined to throw to guys. He's never been a huge tight end target guy from a fantasy perspective. If you have Rodgers as your QB, he's had good, not great tight ends a lot of times in his career. So I really don't know. You know, Freiermuth is a good pass catcher. I thought he had kind of a rough end, a rougher than normal end to his 2024. But I think most of the targets are still going to be pumped to DK, and then we'll see if they try to make another addition. Maybe you can tell me what you think Gabe Davis still has left, because that's the one name we keep hearing over and over again as a potential wide receiver add. But even if they do add him, is he anything better than the third or fourth target in that offense anyway?
You know, I've always thought Gabe Davis would be kind of a perfect fit for a Mike Tomlin type of team. He's a guy that you don't want to take off the field because he blocks very well. So he's going to be involved in the run game and the pass game. He hardly left the field in Buffalo. He was always their number one guy when it came to snap count and percentages. However, he did fail his physical in Jacksonville. That's part of the reason why, you know, he was released. And that's why I think, Tim, he hasn't signed anywhere yet, because maybe he just can't get completely healthy. And the way he plays with his style, I just wonder what that's done to his body at this point. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and Jonnu Smith may not be the greatest blocker in the world, but, you know, he's going to be better at it than Calvin Austin if they're going to, you know, two tight ends and 13 personnel a bunch. Is, I think they led the league in that last year when the other tight end was Michael Pruitt. And obviously, Jonnu Smith is more of a threat. Boy, he did.
Oh, I think we lost you there, Tim. I'm going to try and reconnect with you real quick. And while we do that, actually, we'll reset with Tim here. Tim Benz on the Wester Hotline. We're going to try and reconnect with Tim real quick. Lost him for a brief moment there. I know he said that he was going through some tunnels maybe today, so that could be a reason why. But as we do that, I will also revisit the Sabres traded for a player from the Pittsburgh Penguins, Connor Timmins. This is a player who has been in the league for the NHL for six seasons. He's played for the Colorado Avalanche, the Toronto Maple Leafs, the Arizona Coyotes, and the Pittsburgh Penguins. And now he comes over to Buffalo in a trade for Connor Clifton. Lost you for a moment there, but good time to transition, Tim. Let's talk about the players, the player, the Sabres brought in, Connor Timmins. Tell us a little bit about what the Sabres are getting in this defenseman.
Yeah, he's a guy who, when they acquired him, I don't think anybody thought much at all of the pickup. You know, there's also Connor Dewar who came along at that same time with the Penguins. And it was a lost season, and I think that the Pens and their fans were just sort of viewing whoever's going to mop up the minutes will do so as the season dragged along. We all knew where Kyle Dubas was going. He was going to pick up future assets, draft picks, you know, to get more draft picks. They actually wound up with 13 picks in the draft. They picked up two additional guys after they had 11 going in. So everything was about the future, the future, the future. But when Timmins got here, he was actually better than advertised, in my opinion. He scored a couple goals that I don't think they anticipated. He was better in front of the net than they anticipated. There is a theory here that, you know, Mike Sullivan liked him a great deal and liked him more, perhaps, than Jack St. Ivany, who's a guy who flashed towards the end of the previous season. And that's why they leveraged him more during his time after the acquisition instead of having St. Ivany up. And this could clear the way for him as well as Clifton coming here. So although Dubas did speak highly of Clifton, but the short answer is he was better and a little bit more of a bright spot than I think people anticipated to be just a guy to close out the season here in Pittsburgh. And when we saw a move, I went, huh, that's kind of interesting, because they did get a little bit more bang for their buck in the limited time that they had him a year ago.
Yeah, I mean, I think in Clifton, you're getting a guy who's smaller. You know, he can handle the puck. The Sabres wanted to get bigger. They wanted to be a little harder to play against. And I think, from Lindy Ruff's perspective, Clifton just is a guy that turns over the puck a little bit too much. You know, he's a little bit too loosey-goosey, I think, with the puck. But he can also add a little bit, help out. And I think he's going to be some tremendous, you know, he's not Paul Coffey back there on the blue line, right? But he's a guy that can help you out a little bit and do some things. And you know, he does play pretty big for his size, 5'11", 195. You get a guy back here in Timmins, 6'3", 213. So obviously, you know, a big size difference there. What does the outlook look like for the Penguins, a team that really what we've kind of heard from last trade deadline till now is maybe one of the only teams in the NHL that kind of knows that they're not going to be trying to improve a lot going into next year. And as you said, maybe it's more of a reset year.
Yeah, and there's been quite a few of those lately. I'll say one additional thing to your point about the turnovers from Clifton. Regardless of how much he turns it over, he's never going to turn it over as much as Carlson and Letang. So he's always going to be,
I love it.
He's going to be no worse than third in that category. Trust me, it'll be hidden by what those guys do because they tend to do it in much more crucial situations and much more blow up fashion. But anyway, back to your point about like what the outlook for the Penguins is, you know, there were some, myself included, who thought that they might try to thread the needle between complete rebuild and rebuilding on the fly while Sid is still here with all the picks that they acquired starting this season at the trade deadline this past year and going into this draft. But like I said, not only did they go in with 11, they walked away with 13. I can't believe they drafted 13 guys. You know, so they are definitely building for the future and the distant future at that. So, you know, we might see something different today. I guess the prospect exists that they could take their draft choices that they have next year. They got 3 second rounders. I don't think they'll take themselves out of the McKenna sweepstakes, obviously. They'll keep their first. And maybe they parlay some of those picks that they have over the next 2 years to get an offer sheet guy, to get a good prospect that they think is a better fit that perhaps a trading team has soured on, but they'll take a second-round pick for him. Something along those lines. So those are the moves that I would expect over the course of the next week as we get into free agency. I don't think they're going to get multi-year guys, even if they have the cap space. I just think that they're trying to get the pipeline denser with talent coming in from the draft and through the minor leagues so that when Sid eventually does walk away as the last of the big three to retire, the team has a fighting chance to be competitive. And hey, if some of these guys are young and they mature quickly and they happen to be on the same team with a late Crosby, because, you know, he probably still has one more contract after this one he just extended with the way he's playing. Maybe there's a torch passing of sorts somewhere along the way as well.
So this just coming over on the heels of the Steelers-Dolphins trade. It's the Dolphins. How about this? I'm going to read this to you. I don't know if you saw it yet. The Dolphins are finalizing a trade with the Giants for Darren Waller, who will come out of retirement, Tim, to go play for Miami.
Huh. So he's the Jonnu Smith replacement,
yes.
I guess. Then.
Yes, right. Yes. Interesting.
Yeah, I know they've got a lot of reconstructing to do themselves in the secondary and, you know, some of the pieces that they've lost, but now, I was not as high on the Dolphins last year as a lot of other people were. I'm not surprised to have seen that season go the way that it did. You know, again, going back to the Jonnu Smith thing, one thing that I've pointed out here in Pittsburgh, I think that his stats were elevated by the way that offense had to go with Tua's situation, health, and so forth. So, you know, I think that they're getting a good tight end, not a great one. Coming out of retirement for Waller is a head-scratcher, but whatever. Good luck to them. I still think that the Buffalo Bills are in very good shape in the AFC East.
Yeah, I would agree with that. We don't talk a lot of baseball, you and I, because you cover a team that, quite frankly, hasn't been very good. But, man, what has gotten into your Pirates? I got to mention, because the Mets, they just crushed the Mets last weekend.
Did you see the New York Post headline?
Oh, dead meat? Was it called dead meat?
Yeah, dead meat, M-E-E-T, because they had a team meeting after losing
yes.
to the Pirates.
Yes,
18-3 over the course. Now, I understand that. Hey, completely understood. If I'm playing for the Mets, I think it's time for a team meeting after I lose 18-3 to the Pirates over the course of 2 days as well. Just don't go out there and then lose 12-1 the next day.
That's right.
Which is exactly what they did. So, yeah, the New York Post played that perfectly, I thought. And then they ended up blanking the Cardinals again last night.
All right.
7-0, and Andrew Heaney, he's been struggling lately, and even he had a good outing and got a no-hitter going into the sixth. A blind squirrel finds a nut occasionally, and they're in that mode right now where you'll see this a couple times during the summer. Like when I was in Italy, when I was on my honeymoon, I saw they won 6 of 8 and then crashed back down to reality. They'll win 4 in a row here, then drop 5 of 7. This is just who they are. But Skeens pitches tonight, weather permitting. which might have been part of the issue why we're having difficulty with the line. I was trying to avoid the tunnel, which was backed up all the way to the off the parkway because there was flooding. So, wow. You know, we'll see if Skeens can get out there and pitch tonight. But yeah, he's the only draw on a regular basis, along with fireworks nights at PNC Park.
Well, I got to tell you, as you know, a year ago I got to see Skeens pitch. We were in Pittsburgh for that for the Bills and
Steelers. That's right.
You
came in for the preseason game, and he was on the mound. That's right. Yeah,
yeah, we went to the game. And I have to tell, by the way, a little PSA here for everybody out there. That weekend, I went to the Roberto Clemente Museum. I actually met somebody who helped run it, and he said, "Yeah, I'll give you a tour." And I went there. Holy cow! It is actually, Tim, it is one of the best museums I've ever been to. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's a good, easy visit. You're not going to have to kill a whole day there,
right,
but you can kill a lot of time. They've got the wine there, too. You know what comes through there all the time whenever they play here is Eddie Vedder. Eddie Vedder's
really
a big fan and backer of that place. Yeah, I don't think he visited this year when they came through for 2 days to wrap up the tour because he went to Sean Casey's Miracle League on the off day in between. Yeah. But whenever Pearl Jam's in town, he goes there because he's a big baseball fan. And It's in a good part of town. You can head up to Lawrenceville or down into the Strip District from there quite easily. So, yeah, if you're making a trip through and you're doing the ball, if you're a big enough fan to come to a Pirate game just because you want to see PNC Park, then you're probably a big enough fan that you could get something out of the Roberto Clemente Museum as well.
Well, part of the reason I bring it up is the Bills they're having a joint practice against the Bears this year, and that weekend, guess who's it at Wrigley Field? The Pirates. So, looking to go to Wrigley Field and go see the Pirates again. How about that?
Yeah, you know, if you see Skeens, you know, one thing that people are talking about with him is, you know, maybe just rear back and throw your heat a little bit more. Like, he's turning himself into the man of 1,000 pitches from time to time, a little bit too much, it feels like. And he's trying to diversify his arsenal. So he just got done with a real, real extended hot streak. He had been really good his last 6 outings and got those numbers down into the ones again with his ERA and had a rough one last time out. So we'll see what he does against the Cardinals, who he's pitched well against at times, but then at other times have had his number there. I think he's faced them more than anybody else already so far this in his career, and that makes sense being the division rival and all. But he always seems to pitch against the Cardinals when the calendar rolls around for them to come up again.
Yeah, hey, last thing for you. Dave Parker, obviously, tragically passed away. He passed away at age of 74 a few days ago. Great Pirate, though, right? I mean, right around us, like, I remember Dave Parker when I was growing up, but not quite to the level of maybe someone who's a little bit older than us. You and I, we're the same age. But, man, that big loss for Pittsburgh, a really great Pirate.
Yeah, you know, like, Parker to me was my introduction to baseball. Mm-hmm. You know, some of my earliest memories as a kid, you know, 5-6 years old, the Super Bowl 14 team and the team that won the 1979 World Series. So, like, you know, the two guys that were on my wall were Bradshaw and Parker.
Yeah.
And everything with him was larger than life. And, you know, it's kind of like at 6'5", 230, he just cut the image of a badass. And that's exactly what he was. You know, the throws seemed faster. The hits seemed harder. The home runs got out of the park faster. Everything about him there's a mythical quality to it. You know, they wore those gold uniforms, and it was almost like you've never seen that much yellow in your life than when Dave Parker got in the batter's box. He was exactly the embodiment of that team. Like, he was the intimidation factor, and Stargell by that stage of his career was sort of the fun factor of we are a family. And it's not surprising that when folks are a little bit younger that didn't live through that era talk about that era, those are the two names they come up with, not just because of who they were statistically and how good they were, but they were the embodiment and the representation of that team. And that was a gut punch. You're like, you know, he was my baseball idol as a kid. And, you know, then when we were in college and the Pirates were really good, then in the 90s, it was the Bonilla, Van Slyke, Bonds teams. But I always think you need a good team and a great player to idolize when you're really formative and just a kid and picking up a glove for the first time. And then you need a team and a player that's really good when you understand the game and you start to.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
See what the players are doing when you're a teenager. And I was pretty lucky in that regard because I had the Parker Stargell kid teams when I was a kid. And then when I was, you know, 17, 18, high schooler going into college, I had those great teams in the 90s to watch too. And after that, it's been garbage. But hey, what are you going to do?
I love it. Hey, man, congratulations to you one more time. And I'm glad you enjoyed Italy. Glad you're back now in time for training camp to kick off. And it's right around the corner. And I'm sure we're going to be talking down the road. I appreciate your time today, buddy.
You got it, man. Good to catch up with you again. And let's talk soon.
You got it. Tim Benz right there. Really good guy. And covering all things Pittsburgh. That was interesting. We got the news of the another Dolphins trade while we were just on the air. And it's Darren Waller. That's right. The former Pro Bowl tight end of the Raiders, Darren Waller, who went to the Giants and then retired, is coming out of retirement. A trade. The Dolphins are apparently sending a conditional sixth round pick, is the way it looks, to the Giants for a 2027 seventh round pick and Darren Waller. He will then sign a deal worth up to $5 million with the Dolphins. Okay. We'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back. If anything else is on your mind, feel free to call 803-0550. Hey, we're a half hour from NHL free agency. I guess we should turn a page to that a little bit here. But we don't really have anything on the Sabres other than maybe Alex Lyon, reportedly the Sabres being in the mix to sign him and will sign him. So we'll get to that. And really, really big NBA news that just came down a little while ago that I'll get to. And Derek Kramer has his arm in a sling. I had no idea. I got to find out what's going on here. I got maybe Derek can join me here in studio and can tell me what's happening. It had to be 11-day power play related. I'm just going to guess. It had to be 11-day power play related. Anyway, a lot going on here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here from our Just Call Jed studios at our Amherst studios in Buffalo and Amherst. Derek Kramer joining me in studio right now. I notice he has his arm in a sling. It had to be an 11-day power play issue, right?
It was absolutely 11
days. What happened?
Yes. So remember how on Friday you had spoken to me and Zach, and I had mentioned the highs of it, of, you know, three goals, everything like that. The following night, I was also back on the ice.
Yeah.
And no, this is the lows of hockey. Josh was there. He was he saw the hit pretty cleanly, actually. He was on the ice. I was going to be shooting against him because he was in net. And I run into somebody. And Josh, do you mind explaining it the way that you did
yesterday? You were there?
Yeah. So he kind of – Derek was standing at the blue line, kind of went like this from a standing up position to this, how you lay down on the ground in about a second and a half, and also spun while he was doing it.
Stick went flying and everything.
It was, yeah, you it spun. Was, so you did like the John Elway helicopter turn.
Yes.
But on the ice.
Twice that night, actually.
Yeah.
The second one's what did me in.
I get this feeling. I don't know. I didn't watch you play. Sorry I couldn't be there. Great job, by the way.
Thank you.
I get this feeling. When you go hard, right? Is he the guy? Is that right?
I'm reckless.
I mean, listen, growing up, there were names for guys that, like, in gym class just went as hard as they could, and that's okay.
Yeah, gym class heroes, yeah.
Right? Gym class heroes, right? Gym jocks, whatever. And I'm not making fun of you. This is awesome. And you're, what you're doing is for a great cause.
Yep.
But you seem to be that guy in this situation. You're like, I don't care. Hey, that's me in flag football now, right? I go out there, I play flag football in 52. I'm like, I got to keep up with the young guys. I got to go as hard as I can.
Sal, there's always an extra little bit of motivation for this other skate that we do. And Josh has been a part of it a couple of years, but it's a lot of people that I'm friends with. Tell me you don't go harder against your friends than anyone else when it comes to competing.
Of course, it's right.
It's exactly what this is. So I'm far more reckless of a skater in that skate than I am in the GR skate. That is the, I'm your goal scorer.
I like this. Yes. He's reckless.
Defense is an option for Derek.
Yeah, regardless the GR skate, of skate. Defense is
Are you
optional?
The J.J. Paterka of the
No,
of
I'm
the
Jeff
team?
Skinner.
Oh, you're the Jeff? Okay, even
it's
more
even,
so.
The metrics even are worse. The metrics are worse defensively for the GR skate. But in that third hour, because I still played through it, I couldn't grab the stick with my left hand. So I did something that I would never dare do in the GR skate, which was literally for the third hour, I just played positional defensive hockey. Because I couldn't shoot.
Nothing wrong with that.
I couldn't shoot. I couldn't grab
There's
my
nothing
stick.
Wrong. The Sabres could use you, actually, right now. That's their philosophy. They need positional defensive hockey players right now, guys who can do that. Derek Kramer's in studio. I just teased this. I'm going to bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the big NBA news just came over about 10 minutes ago? I always say his name. Is it Shams? It's not Shams. It's Shams, right? Shams Charania.
Yep.
Okay. The Milwaukee Bucks are waiving Damian Lillard and stretching the remaining $113 million of his contract in order to acquire Miles Turner, sources tell ESPN.
Oof.
Lillard's two seasons in Milwaukee come to an end as he rehabilitates a torn Achilles tendon. It is unfortunately the year of the torn Achilles. But man, the reaction to people are like, holy cow, are you kidding me?
Yeah, it seems very cruel in a sense of, hey, thanks for tearing your Achilles for us, you're out.
Yeah.
It also might point to, I don't know if Damian Lillard plays basketball again.
No, I guess that's right.
Yeah, Lillard was always one of those fan favorite types up in Portland and then getting traded to Milwaukee to try to chase a ring. And this is just another unfortunate outcome in his career that has already had plenty of those. But to waive a guy after he ruptures his Achilles for you, like trying to play for you and trying to win a championship.
It's a tough business, and these things, you know, it's funny.
But he still does get his money in the end of it. Like you said, it's being spread out.
And what I'll say this, though, is this reminds me of, like, this debate recently I was thinking about. I don't hate when Kevin Adams says, I want guys that want to be here. There's no doubt. Like, you want players who are invested in your organization and what you're trying to do. And that's great. And I think that's what happens. I think kind of that's what the Bills have, right? They have a bunch of guys that, look, I want to be here because they win, and they have Josh Allen. There is the other side of it where you have a team like an organization like Vegas, which is ruthless. They don't care. You're a number to them. But guess what? They win because they're just acquiring as much talent as possible. There's no one right way to do it, right? I mean, everybody's got their own way to do it. You'd love to have your cake and eat it too, where everybody loves being here and we win all the time. Woohoo! Florida Panthers.
Yeah.
Right? That's who they are. Vegas. Ruthless. They've known, hey, doesn't matter. They'll move on from you. They bring guys in. Kind of doesn't matter. They went through that thing with Robin Leonard. few years ago, right?
And then Marc-Andre Fleury as well with the infamous DeBoer picture from Agent Alan Walsh.
Right. So
there's a lot.
And by the way, you saw what they did, right? They mm-hmm. trade for Mitch Marner.
Yep.
What'd you think about that?
I hate it mostly.
You hate it for what reason? I kind of love it that Mitch Marner's no longer in Toronto, to be quite honest with you.
Oh, no. Mitch Marner as a Toronto Maple Leaf was not my biggest problem. Mitch Marner, the potential Buffalo Bill, because I am
Buffalo
a
Saber.
Fool and a pipe dream
Buffalo
kind of
Saber,
person.
You mean?
Yes.
Yes.
The idea was, Brian Colziel and I talked about it during locker cleanout. This is how far back it went. Shove Josh Allen on a plane, get him to talk to Mitch Marner. Like, that's the simple strategy that we should be employing here. And then Vegas goes ahead and says, no, we want to secure him before anyone else even has a chance to talk to him. Right idea. I love it for the Vegas Golden Knights, but because I liken the Vegas Golden Knights to one of the villains of hockey, I hate it.
There's another trade.
So because I hate it, that means it's a good move.
There's another trade coming in. Victor Arvidsson is going to be traded to the Bruins from the Oilers.
What is Don Sweeney doing?
I don't know. I think they're kind of caught between, like, what they want to be.
Yeah, they sell off Marchand, but before the season even began, they give Swayman the big contract. Mm-hmm. They have to get rid of Ullmark. I don't know what, like, it seems like they're kind of, like, aimless and without an identity. Because you have Pastrnak still, you have McAvoy, you have these players that are top tier end skill guys, but then you trade Marchand for, after the mercenary run that he went on with Florida, seems like you traded him for not enough. And again, I don't think that Sweeney is I'm starting to think Don Sweeney is just a bad general manager who got covered up by top end talent that was there already.
Derek Kramer joining me in studio here. Sabres NHL free agency day begins in less than 20 minutes, Derek.
I'm ready. I'm excited. That's why I'm here early.
So you're here. So today we have what? We have Sabres Live at 1 p.m.
Yep.
They're down there at Harbor Center today they're at Harbor Center today with the Sabres development camp.
Yes.
Plus free agency begins. And then you are going to be on at 1 o'clock.
With Zach Jones.
Zach Jones. And you'll be talking a lot about free agency because by then deals are coming in. Here's the thing about free agency today. It just seems like everybody we kind of were talking about, they've kind of re-upped with their team, or they've already been traded, sign and trade, like Mitch Marner. We do have this report, though, that the Sabres will be signing a goaltender, Alex Lyon.
I like this. This allows for... Lyon has been a capable backup within the NHL for several years now. Most infamously, 3 seasons ago, when he helped slam the door on the Sabres and kept them at 91 mm-hmm. points and out of the playoffs. Lyon was responsible for that, not Bobrovsky. So I think this might just be a nice little low-key signing. If Lyon gets beat out in camp, for example, by Levi the same way Reimer was, I won't be surprised. Mostly because Levi has the capability to do this. It's just he hasn't shown it at the NHL level yet. I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be mad if Levi beats out Lyon in training camp. I also don't think that the Sabres want to repeat the same, I don't want to call it mistake, but the same happenings of last year, where they run in with Luukkonen and Levi, and then your goalie that you signed in free agency gets claimed on waivers.
Well, I think part of the issue is this. There's this really tough spot they're in with Levi, which is, let's just say he, as you put it, beats out Lyon in training camp. He's still not getting enough games where you're comfortable with him just sitting on the bench. He could beat him out, but you still have to still say, I still need him to play. He's got to go down to Rochester, right? So I think that's the tough part. Levi could do everything in his power to beat out Lyon, but unless he's way better and you're like, we got to play this guy, which would be the great scenario, right? Like, oh my God, Levi's arrived. He's ready. Let's go. I don't care. Put him in the net for UPL. If Levi beats out Lyon, I still think you might have to say it doesn't matter. It's Lyon's job because we need Levi to play, and he's got to go to AHL to do that.
And I think that, honestly, it was the Calder Cup run that ultimately fell short that spelled what the Sabres' plan was going to be with Devin Levi.
Mm-hmm.
If he beats Laval, the best team in the AHL, that probably changes everything. Like, there's probably even no designs on signing Alex Lyon. They're signing AHL goaltenders at that point. But now, I think that seeing what happened there, you want to just take your time with him, make sure it's done right, let him start in Rochester. Just because he starts there does not mean he has to end there. and let the tandem be Luukkonen and Alex Lyon, who has shown to be able to take stretches of being the starting goaltender in case UPL falters again.
We do have some Sabres news coming over.
Oh.
They have signed defenseman Ryan Johnson to a 3-year contract.
Mm-hmm.
AAV, $775,000.
Yeah. I mean, you're looking at the minimum for Ryan Johnson because he has yet to really do much of anything.
Fine with this. Totally fine with this. Keep Ryan Johnson in the pipeline. Keep him right there. We'll see what it looks like going forward for Ryan McLeod. I think that's kind of one that you don't really know where that's going to come in. And I think, obviously, Bo Byram, what's going to happen with him, obviously.
Yeah, I don't know.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I don't know. Part of me is, I don't know if worried's the right word, but a little uneasy that I think the Sabres might be content with their forward group, with what they have now.
Yep.
And I do think that they need another addition to the top six. You don't trade J.J. Paterka without needing that.
Great segue to Jeff in Buffalo, who wants to chime in on the J.J. trade. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, I just, number one, I'm 60 years old, so just a little bit of history behind the Sabres. Been a fan my whole life. Okay, so anyway, I call it Sabres smog because it's just like this smog that hangs over this team. And until Adams is done, I don't know what the deal is with Pegula and Adams and how they wanted to sort of tailor him along and how much Terry and maybe Kim had invested in this guy. But at the same time, the J.J. Paterka trade will give you a player that we developed. Yep, we actually developed this kid. He came along. Doesn't happen very much as a Saber, but it happened. Now all of a sudden he's unhappy. And our stance is, if you don't want to be with us, then you can't play with us. Come on. You're a pro. This is a professional league. You should have told them, you know what, and go back to Germany. Because that's the stance this team has to take if they're going to start retaining players and even maybe obtaining a free agent here or there that's worth something. I'm just, you know, and then you look at the Bull Byram thing with Adams. That should have been done before the draft. There was interest by the Kings and a couple other teams in this league for him. Maybe you could have even, who knows, got crazy as the Buffalo Sabres organization and got Paterka, Byram, and maybe got a player back. It's just, you know, it's the same old ho-hum. You see him trade Clifton for basically the same player. Yeah, he's bigger. He's a right-handed defenseman. Come on. I mean, it's when you look at, I bet you when they call Adams and deal with him, it's like working over a little kid for his lunch money. I mean, it's just ridiculous at this point. And being a Sabres fan this long, I'm out. I'm done.
All right, well, listen, I think there's a few things here, Jeff. Number one, I actually think Kevin Adams has made a couple nice trades. I think that the Middlestat trade was a good trade to get Byram. And I do think the Ryan McLeod trade was a good trade for Savoy. However, that being said, I agree they should have played more hardball with J.J. Paterka. They had the rights. I know he could put him in a tough spot and say, I'm not signing. But Bill, I think the caller's name was Bill, is right. You could say, you don't want to sign. You can go. You're losing a lot of money, dude. Go back to Germany. You could play that hardball. I think the Sabres said, let's just cut our losses now because they didn't want to pay him the kind of money he would get and like he got from the Utah Mammoth. All right, we'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up here on your Tuesday on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sabres Live coming your way at noon. We were wrapping up with Derek in studio here. We had more Sabres news, Josh. We have the Sabres making a trade. Not a big trade. Not the one a lot of people are expecting with Bo Byram. Sam Lafferty. No longer a member of the Buffalo Sabres. He get a sixth round pick, right? In return. Where'd he go? Chicago?
Yep. Chicago Blackhawks. I think he used to play there too. So reunited in Chicago.
Speaking of Chicago, I happened to see Michael Pekka over the weekend, and he is now in Chicago. He is on the Blackhawks staff. I didn't realize this. I said to him, hey, I know, you know, what happened with New York, and I have to ask, because I didn't know, like, how did everything sort out for you? And he said, actually, I'm with the Blackhawks now. I had no idea. So Michael Pekka is now a member of the Chicago Blackhawks coaching staff. Sam Lafferty, a member of the Chicago Blackhawks roster, after the Sabres make a deal. We are 6 minutes and 45 seconds away and ticking down to the start of NHL free agency. And I expect a few more deals to come over the, you know, over the top here as we get to the wire, whether that be a trade, whether that be someone re-signing with their team. We know the Sabres have extended qualifying offers to several of their pending restricted free agents. We know that they've just signed Ryan Johnson to a new contract. And now Sam Lafferty dealt to the Chicago Blackhawks. So we'll see what winds up happening here. Victor Arvidsson gets traded from the Oilers to the Boston Bruins. What else am I looking at here? The trade that went down in the NFL, by the way, not just yesterday, with Jonnu Smith and, of course, Jalen Ramsey going from Miami to Pittsburgh for Minkah Fitzpatrick and a draft pick. But on the heels of that, the Dolphins today traded for retired tight end Darren Waller, who will come out of retirement to play for them. So Darren Waller now in Miami as a Dolphins tight end. Darren Waller's a really good player, but you know, last year things did not go well. Once he got to the Giants, he wound up retiring, and you know, we'll see where that goes. And then finally, the other news of the day, Damian Lillard getting waived by the Milwaukee Bucks. So a lot going on, but especially with the NHL. Sabres Live has it all covered for you coming up next year on WGR Sports Radio 550. Talk to you tomorrow. Have a great rest of your Tuesday.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.